Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about it's a matter of the heart. A matter of the heart. Lately, we've been talking about this idea of cherishing other people. How do we practically cherish other people? How do we make other people great? So first of all, it's coming to this understanding that God cherishes us as the apple of his eye, that he has intentions to make us great. He is great himself. We're supposed to be becoming more like him. He has intentions to make us great. And we've talked about to cherish means we're focused on continually doing good. I like to think of it as two sides. On one side, we're keeping people from pain. We're protecting them. To cherish is to protect. On the other side, it's giving people the desires of their heart. So we're constantly on the offensive, looking for how can I be a blessing to people? How can I make them great? How can I cherish them, make them feel honored and valued and respected and understood? And really what it comes down to, I believe, it's a matter of the heart. One time I was getting ready, as I was learning these things, I was getting ready in my gym business to lead a meeting. And before the meeting, I was just praying and asking God, God, how can we use this time to truly cherish them, to truly make them great? I believe the answer I got was it's a matter of the heart. So first of all, it's coming to this firm decision, this conclusion, this commitment in our heart, where I'm going to cherish. I'm going to choose to continually be a blessing. And that means putting off some old ways. That means putting off any ways that wants to retaliate at people when they do you wrong. It means putting off any old ways of withdrawing our presence, avoiding people, giving them the silent treatment when they do us wrong. And this is moving to this new standard where, you know what? You just say, I'm not going to let anybody else control me. My goal, my mission, my commitment is to just be a blessing, to look to continually do good all the time. If they don't do good to me, I'm still going to continue to do good. This is the commitment God has made to us. Part of what this new covenant is, God has made this covenant commitment in Christ that he's only going to do continually good for us all the time. He's going to cherish us. He does truly cherish us. And it's getting this fixed and established in our heart. It's a matter of the heart. We got to get this fixed and established. And we've talked about over the last year in 2021, we talked about how do you get this covenant established in your heart? Through meditation, through constant repetition, constant practice, constant meditation. It's thinking about it. It's talking about it. It's magnifying it. It's putting it into practice and just repeating it over and over and over until this becomes your continual state. People do things to you that maybe would have gotten under your skin before. People do things to you that are ugly, that are not nice, and you just brush it off and you say, how can I be a blessing to them? How can I do good for them continually? That's what I'm going to set my heart to do. So we're going to take communion over this here in a little bit. Now, why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It helps us to abide in him. It helps us to remain in him, to remain in that love, to remain in that cherishing grace of his. And communion is this very powerful thing where we're combining, we're bringing the spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, and we're stirring them into our mind and our imagination, our emotions. We're mixing them with faith. We're stirring it into our memory. We're reminding ourselves of this. And then we're pairing it with something practical or physical with the actual cracker and the juice that we actually do. And we're combining spiritual, we're combining the soul, we're combining physical things all into something that we do. It unites us, spirit, soul, and body. Now, the Apostle Paul also said that when we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus. Every time we take it, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which is like an activation. Because in the case of a will or an inheritance or an estate, nothing happens. Nothing's activated until you prove the death. So every time we take communion, we're proclaiming his death and we're activating these promises. We're receiving these promises and activating them in our lives. Now, it's also important to take it with the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord, it's not always what people think it is. It's this reverence. It's this honor. It's this deep respect. It's this deep desire to connect with him, taking it with delight, taking it with joy for this new covenant, this opportunity to commune with him. Now, recently here in the year of 2022, we've also started pairing our daily communions with a daily communion workout. I really do believe physical exercise is one of the greatest ways to practice receiving this grace from God, where you function in his power, you function in his strength, in his peace, in his joy, in his spirit, to practice that, to practice working out together with God, doing it in partnership with him. To see this grace flowing through you out into the world where you can feel it working. And then once you know how to do that, you can apply it into every other area of your life. So the process we're going to take here, we're going to pray about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we're going to go through our four fundamentals. A time to examine ourselves before our time of communion. Then we'll take communion, and then we're going to go over a few workout tips for today to practically see this grace flowing through us in our lives. So let's get started with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us. Make your face shine upon us. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes. Expand our borders and our territory. Expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good today and be sensitive to those opportunities and to be a blessing. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. We got a new day today. A new day. It's time to make today a masterpiece. Time to make today a masterpiece. How are we going to do it? With these four fundamentals. Remember, you got to bring some excitement, some energy, some presence, some focus into these four fundamentals every day. But our four fundamentals, staying positioned in the light. Every day as time moves forward, you got to keep repositioning yourself back into the light again. Stay magnifying that light today. Stay tuned in for God's leading and direction. And let's take action. Let's do those things that we know to do. Let's do them together in partnership with God today. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light. Like I said, you got to keep repositioning yourself every day. Now, we're either in the light or we're in darkness. There's no in between. This is the on-off switch. We got to position ourselves in humility today. Got to position ourselves in forgiveness, receiving that forgiveness from God. Forgiving yourself, giving yourself that same grace God has given you in the middle. And then walking in that forgiveness with other people, to cherish people, to have this matter of the heart where we truly cherish people. We've got to walk in this forgiveness and love. To be in love is to be externally focused. How can I do good? How can I be a blessing today? And one of the easiest ways to just keep your positioning all day long, because all of everything we have from God is received by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude and praise. just to keep your positioning today, stay positioned in gratitude and praise. And when you take that positioning in the light, you have access to his grace. And in his grace, he's given us everything he has in Christ, and it's all available to flow through us today. His spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his patience, his kindness, goodness, gentleness, you name it. His mind and wisdom, his health and energy, his time, his finances, it's all there waiting for you to partner together with him in all this. Then we got to magnify that light. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. It expands that capacity where it gives God a bigger pipeline where he can flow more through us in our lives. As we magnify, we also get it rooted and established in our hearts. Today we're talking about it's a matter of the heart. One of the greatest ways you can get this cherishing grace established in our hearts, to get more established in this new covenant, meditation, just be thinking about it, be talking about it, be rolling it over in your mind consistently. To magnify is what we're focused on. Where is our attention? Where's our focus throughout the day? So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word, his unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ. We've got right standing with God. His blessing and favor are on us. He cherishes us as the apple of his eye. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us. We've got this treasure in jars of clay. Stay focused on whatever's lovely and just and praiseworthy and of good report, to fix our eyes on the things above, to fix our minds on the things above. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. Simply choosing to magnify God as bigger than those problems, to bring the problems into the light, to look at those issues and problems and challenges, look them in the face and say, you know what? I've got God with me. This is no big deal because I've got God with me today. And he wants to help me right now, this second. Just simply choosing not to magnify them. But it does give us a choice. We could just choose to do things our own way, to stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, to be internally focused, looking out for ourselves, to be in bitterness and resentment, unforgiveness, complaining, venting our frustrations, dwelling on the problems, trying to just do life on our own without God. That's not the way God designed it to function. So this is where we got to get good at recognizing those symptoms. When we're in darkness, when we're not cherishing, we might snap at people, we might retaliate at people, we might give people the silent treatment, withdraw our presence, avoid them. But to cherish is to do good, is to be a blessing. When you're in that darkness, you might feel that heaviness or pressure, like all that weight is sitting on you. You might feel like you're trapped or you're stuck, and you get stuck in these vicious cycles that just seem to repeat over and over and over. How do you get out of those? You make the heart decision to cherish. Make the heart decision to cherish. You're going to see that grace begins to flow, because it takes God's grace, I believe, to truly enable us and empower us to cherish people. You're also going to feel when you're in darkness, your energy levels begin to diminish. Emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry, the dread, the confusion, those vicious cycles. But when you're in the light, there's rest in your soul. There's this fullness that's in Christ. Nothing's missing. Nothing's lacking. There's this fullness in him. And when you rest in your soul, now God can go to work. Now it's his peace, it's his joy, it's his love, it's his power, it's his energy, it's his health that all begins to flow through you, his mind and wisdom. You get to rest and he gets to go to work. And now it's free and easy and effortless because he's doing the work. And you become externally focused because you can rest in your soul. It allows you to take your eyes off of yourself. And now you can see so many ways to truly cherish people. So many more ways to be a blessing. I think it takes resting in our soul to truly be able to cherish people, because often we're internally focused. We're trying to do all the work ourselves. And when we finally rest, we can finally, our eyes get opened up to this whole new world of ways that we can do good and ways to be a blessing. Then we got to stay, or sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself here. God also, if that all this wasn't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. We ever miss it, we get off track, we step out of this cherishing grace, we can get right back in. 2 seconds later, we can be right back in. How do you do it? You humble yourself. Father, forgive me. You receive that forgiveness from him. You forgive yourself. You reconcile with anybody else if need be. And then you just start praising him and thanking him. And 2 seconds later, that peace begins to come in. That joy begins to come in. Everything begins to flow again. All of a sudden. Then we're going to stay tuned in today. God's going to lead you to opportunities to do good today, to be a blessing, to truly cherish the people around you. But we've got to stay tuned in for his leading. One of the ways I like to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to start with gratitude and praise to get positioned in the light. Then I like to list out what went well today, what were my wins for the day, to start to magnify things a little bit more. And then I'll ask this question, God, what were you trying to show me today? What were you trying to teach me? What were you trying to show me? What directions were you trying to lead me today? And then you get still and you listen. And whatever comes into your mind, you just begin to write down. You start to record your journey with God every day. And then you're going to stay tuned in to him throughout the day. You ever unsure on what to do, which direction to take? You ask him. And then you wait until you know. One of the greatest things I've learned, do what you know to do. Sometimes there's uncertainties. I don't know what to do here yet. Do what you know to do. Leave those uncertain things for the next day, because eventually the time will come for those. Do what you know to do today. Which leads me to the next thing I like to do in my journal. What do I know to do today? Begin to list out, make my plan with God for the day. God, what's on your plan for the next day? Anything on your to-do list, in your conscience, anything you've been procrastinating on? Anything you have a leading or excitement from God to do. You make out your list and then you wake up like a kid on Christmas morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. We're going to execute that plan together in partnership with God, trusting that everything I do today, he's right there helping me. Full confidence in that. He just needs us to show up with a good attitude. To trust in him, that grace is there today. You do this, it does something like turn you into a magnet. This grace begins to flow through you. It's beautiful. God is the source of beauty, and beauty is attractive. Beauty is magnetic. It begins to pull more and more of everything God has for you into your life. So let's talk about this. It's a matter of the heart. How do we truly cherish other people the way God has cherished us? I think it starts with this decision. It first starts with the understanding that God is doing this for us. He's given us all, everything he has in his grace. And he never stops working for our good. He's continually focused on making us great. Understanding that he's doing that for us first. And then making the decision, I'm going to do just like he's done for me. This is how we're going to get established in this new covenant. And then we're going to stay tuned into his leading, tuned into his direction throughout the day. We're going to listen to him with the intention of understanding. We're going to become a better listener. Just get more present. We don't have to figure it all out. Sometimes it can be hard to know. How do I cherish these people? And here's what I've learned to do. If you will listen and get more present and listen to understand, both with God and with the people around you. And when you do that, when you get that understanding, it leads to knowing what to do. As you truly listen to them, you'll hear their heart. You'll hear of ways to be a blessing, ways to be an opportunity. Might be a word of encouragement. Might be some small little thing that you can do, but sometimes those little things mean so much. Truly becomes a matter of our heart, setting our heart on this, to continually do good. So we're going to take communion over this. So Father, we're just so thankful for you that in your grace, you've made this decision already. This decision in your heart, this covenant commitment to just do good all the time, to cherish us, to never stop doing good for us. And Father, we're asking for your help today to help us to get more, to understand this first, but also to get it more established in our heart, to get this new covenant established in our hearts, Lord. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said, "Take it. Receive it," that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. The cup of God's wrath was poured full strength onto the body of Jesus so that we could have the cup of his blessing, that he could truly cherish us. His sacrifice made that possible. So Lord, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." The forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. And I believe you experience God doing this for you. I believe you experience him helping you to cherish other people. The way that he's done for you, it just helps you to know his heart and his kindness and his goodness that much more. So Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take the juice. Just thinking about the life of the flesh is in the blood. Old Testament scriptures, the life of the flesh is in the blood. Let's do a little workout advice here today. So on the Daily Communion Workout, and if you don't have the workout, if you get on our email list, the Daily Communion Workout is on there on the daily emails that we send out with the communion meditations. So if you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com, you can get access to that email list. But on that workout, you're going to see one of the things we do for general fitness every day is just a body weight section, working on being able to move our own body weight at a higher level. Things like sit-ups, push-ups, squats, just basic exercises. These are such simple things, but I've seen this over and over. If you're not good at these things, mastering your ability to do body weight exercises will totally transform your health, totally transform your body. I've seen over and over, if you have a lady that can't do any push-ups on her toes or any pull-ups, and she develops the ability to do 10, maybe 20 push-ups on her toes, her body totally changes. If you did nothing else, but you got good at this, you would see an incredible difference. If you went from not fit at all to being able to master your own body weight, and how you're going to do it, just consistent daily practice, partnering with God to do this exercise together with him. Do it in a beautiful way that's easy and fun, and you're relying and trusting on him to help you in those workouts. You don't have to go overly overboard, just consistent practice day by day. Now, I've seen this. People will start, let's say, sit-ups. I've seen some people that can't do a sit-up. So we find some variation that they can do. What can you do? Like I said, what do you know to do? What can you do? Some people have been doing a sit-up off of their lazy boy, off their recliner. What can you do? And then as you're able to do more, you move to the next level. So for example, push-ups. It might be you have to do push-ups on your countertop. Can't even do them on your knees just yet. Maybe you have to do them on your countertop. Then eventually you can move to doing them on your knees. Then eventually as you get stronger on your knees, you'll eventually be able to do a few on your toes. And then I say, usually once we work up for guys, let's say maybe around 40 or 50 reps of being able to do push-ups nonstop, then we can start working to elevate your feet where you're gradually working up into a handstand over time. So elevate your feet a little bit, build up your ability to do some reps there. And then we'll gradually work up your ability to move your feet up even a little bit higher. For squats, you can start with just basic squats. What can you do? Can you squat down 2 inches from standing and then stand back up. And then gradually work on being able to get lower and improve that mobility and be able to squat down. And then eventually you can do single leg squats, which some people call pistol squats as well. And just restoring your body's basic ability to do these basic movements. You'll be amazed at what these do for you. Just start practicing them every day. We use this as just the general fitness. Just start practicing, getting better at moving your body weight every single day. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.